With signs of the changing climate becoming increasingly evident around the world, environmental organisation Atlantic Coastal Action Programme, ACAP St John, is working on determining some of the impacts at home. ACAP, a non-profit environmental research and education organisation, which also takes actions such as tree planting, regreening and restoring shorelines, is currently engaged in a project to assess the urban heat island effect. This is a phenomenon in which urban areas experience considerably higher temperatures than the surrounding rural areas. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Jack Kirion, Climate Change Projects Coordinator with ACAP, about the project, as well as the other work ACAP is involved in, and the climate change related issues that St John faces.
We are trying to track where in the city of St John is hotter or cooler comparatively. And so the way that we're doing this is there's kind of two parts. The first is we're putting these temperature and humidity loggers all across the city in a somewhat even distribution, but also we're putting them in very specific targeted places. So maybe bus stops that don't currently have a canopy to sit under, or large parking lots, rooftops, places that we expect will be a lot hotter. And then the second part of the research is we're going to fly a drone over parts of the city with an infrared camera attached. And this will let us really see the relative difference between parts of the city. So how much hotter a roof is than, say, a street or underneath a tree. And so by combining all of this data, we'll be able to pinpoint exact locations and also suggest possible interventions that the city of St. John and other groups too can use to keep themselves cool as we get into hotter summers.
What can the difference be between sort of rural areas and urban areas in terms of temperatures that are experienced?
The difference can be several degrees Celsius, maybe from 2 upwards of even 10 degrees in those really densely populated areas. So in a city, you know, relatively smaller like St. John, but also there's a lot of industrialization here, we're not entirely sure what that difference might be. So it's going to be quite exciting to get the results and see where those temperature spikes are and how much larger they are. But I would expect about 2 to 5 degrees probably between the St. John core and the outside, but we'll see.
But do you have preliminary ideas of kind of what parts of the city are likely to be more sort of affected by the sort of urban heat island effect?
Yeah, we do have ideas, and our previous research or other research that people have done, we've used that to inform where we decided to put all the temperature loggers. So some of the parts are the core downtown of St. John, the lower west side, the old north end, as well as most of the large McAllister shopping center area. There's tons of parking lots there and not too many trees, so we would expect the places like that to be a little hotter. As well, we've put temperature loggers in control spaces that we feel will be a lot cooler and representative of, you know, natural spaces. So these include Rockwood Park, Irving Nature Park, as well as city parks, just to see kind of all of those areas.
How will gaining the data help? What sort of strategies can be employed to sort of deal or mitigate the issue?
Yeah, the data that we're collecting now, we're going to use to really decide where in the city needs it the most so that we can prioritize and get more people safe more quickly. Something that we've talked about among our team is uncovered bus stops. You know, that's very low-hanging fruit that we can target with this action plan, but we can also suggest larger interventions like wetland restorations and street tree planting, things like that. So the first part of it is going to be producing maps, visuals to show not just city and decision makers, but also the public, members of the public, so they can inform themselves where places might be more or less risky as far as heat is concerned. And then these maps will go alongside a list of recommendations or suggestions that we'll make to the cities and other various leaders in the city to actually implement these actions and strategies.
To talk about sort of broader environmental issues, kind of the longer term and shorter term environmental issues that a city like St. John particularly might face in coming years, really.
Yeah. As far as short term, I would say it's things like longer and more frequent heat waves. But especially in St. John, it's been developed for so long, it has quite aging infrastructure. Something that we deal with here quite badly is flooding. So we're noticing higher flood levels, much more frequent bad flooding. And so in St. John, we're always looking at tackling flooding through actions like implementing green infrastructure and repairing riparian or shorelines so that they stop eroding and crumbling into the water.
And yeah, can you talk a little about sort of the strategies that can be employed or the need of government policy and action to mitigate some of the problems?
The city is constantly implementing their climate change action plans, but really it's a problem that is larger than the city. So organizations like ourselves nearby, like maybe Eastern Charlotte Waterways, Belle Isle Watershed Coalition, there's other environmental groups that are seeking to implement these interventions, these solutions, which might include tree planting, reforesting, allowing wetlands to expand, either by building them or by allowing setback zones where people aren't allowed to build. A lot of it really comes down to funding, and we are very reliant as a nonprofit organization on continued funding so that we can keep implementing these projects. As well as that, though, we're always trying to educate people and give them resources so that they can hopefully build the knowledge and the understanding to implement them on their own properties. Whether it's just building a rain garden or planting a couple trees, we really think everything helps. So getting the community involved is what we like to focus on. We'll be having public engagement sessions later on, I think this year, maybe next year. Those will be conducted not by us, but by one of our partners. And this is your chance as members of the public to tell us what you have seen, because we're always looking at data, we're looking at maps, but having a lived understanding, especially a long life in the same place, you actually see these changes happening to your environment and you can tell us exactly where and what it's doing. So all this information is so useful. And also, you can get involved. We're always hosting volunteer events where people can come help us plant trees or clean up litter, maybe take tours of a bird sanctuary or some of our green infrastructure demonstration sites. So I would encourage you to get involved and join us with a few of these events.
More information about ACAP can be found at acapsj.org and on social media. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.